from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
Oh, now it's 82 degrees here at almost 7 o'clock. I'm Levon Putney. A 47-year-old mom and her 5-year-old child are in stable condition. They said the child was a bit more seriously hurt after a car hit them around 6:30 this morning and kept going, but police say they caught up there in Fairview and later charged 67-year-old Maritza Salazar Perez with third-degree leaving the scene among the charges. Well, a 21-year-old Clifton man is in hot water over a deadly accident in North Jersey.
The Hudson County prosecutor says Mahmoud Khalifa was arrested Monday and charged with a fatal crash in late May. Investigators say Khalifa was the driver of a BMW sports car involved in a crash with a tractor trailer and two other vehicles in North Bergen. A 34-year-old woman was killed. Khalifa's license was suspended at the time of the early morning crash. He's being held at Hudson County Jail. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Well, parents here in New Jersey now have a state law allowing them to sue social media companies if finding evidence of ads targeting children and or features that keep kids addicted to their apps.
These platforms are constantly rolling out new addictive features to keep our kids hooked, robbing them of time they could spend with friends or on homework. And the endless scrolling wrecks our kids' mental health.
Governor Sherrill today, after signing the bills making up the New Jersey Kids Code Act, which also creates a research center to study and recommend ways to deal with social media's effects on kids. Well, Tom Zivers girls just came in fourth Sunday at the Little League Softball World Series, and now Bayonne's boys are one win away on Friday from making the Little League Baseball World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, warm and sticky tonight with clouds. We'll have a thunderstorm or two around with a low near 70. Tomorrow, sunshine will mix with clouds. The humidity will be lower with highs in the mid-70s. The humidity returns at least briefly Thursday with some sun and the chance for a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-80s because the humidity drops again Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
It's 79 in Cape May, 82 degrees in Newark, 83 in Woodbridge. Traffic and weather brought to you by Earth Treasures. Gold prices are near historic highs, so if ever thought about selling jewelry, now's the perfect time. Earth Treasures Jewelers on Routes 35 and 36 in Eatontown, 50 years of trust. Buying or selling, the estate jewelry experts. Next update at 7:30, your source for breaking news every time it breaks. Now to our expert, Steve Trevelise, coming up next here on New Jersey 101.5.
I need expert advice.